أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حضور says that all praise belongs to Allah, Alhamdulillah, that today the Jalsa Salana of Germany is starting with this Friday sermon of mine. These Jalsas, these gatherings, they carry a very important objective, which has been fully explained by the Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, in his writings. And those things and objectives for which he started this institution of Jalsa, one of them is that people should have the opportunity of benefiting in a religious way. The full perception of Allah Almighty by the gifts of Allah should go on increasing. And thirdly, that the relationship, the mutual relationship of love and affection and brotherhood, that should also be strengthened. And fourth, that regarding the tabligh activities and programs, they should be reminded more than before. So you should be remembering all these objectives all the time. And because of the blessings, the prayers of the Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, the atmosphere that is granted to you, and effort is made to strengthen this objective. The program is made like that. In the programs of Jalsa, a reminder is given towards worship. And along with the Faraz prayer, the arrangement of Tahajjud prayer is also there. So that for those who find it difficult to get up to offer the Tahajjud prayer individually, they can benefit from the collective Tahajjud prayer during these 3 days. And by the grace of Allah, it is quite possible that if they pray fervently to Allah Almighty, then many of them are able to offer Tahajjud prayer on regular basis. They are reminded towards their remembrance of Allah, the prayers, because the atmosphere of Jalsa, it is expected from an Ahmadi that during these 3 days of Jalsa Salana, while listening to the religious things, while he is going to benefit from that, and he is trying to improve his religious and moral condition, and he should also increase in his understanding of Allah Almighty and the perception of God. And in order to strengthen that, the worship and remembrance of Allah Almighty is very essential. When this is done with the effort, absorbing the blessings of Allah Almighty, this becomes the means of increase of the perception of Allah. So this perception of Allah Almighty, Marifat-e-Ilahi, is something which also reminds a person regarding the duties towards fellow beings. The atmosphere of love and affection between people increases, and people are reminded about towards that, and also they are reminded that they should convey the message of Allah to the people, and to benefit the people from the mankind, to the benefit. Although all these things they are granted by grace of Allah, but in order to receive that, Allah Almighty has reminded us that we should be working very hard for that. Allah Almighty did not say that I will just go simply improve your condition, but he said that the message that we have got through the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Holy Quran, the message we have got is that you take one step and I will be moving in many steps. If you come to me walking, then I will come to you running. So this action of walking towards Allah Almighty and moving towards Allah Almighty, we have to do it first. And then Allah Almighty, out of His grace and mercy, then He will increase the benefit of our moving steps towards Allah Almighty manifold. And in order to get the blessings of Allah, and if these steps will be blessed. And then this feeling of distance will be removed. This is the thing which Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran. It says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, that those people, those who will work hard in our way and struggle, then Allah Almighty will help them and guide them to His paths. So this is the way Allah Almighty helps the people, and these are the blessings and the bounties of Allah upon the people. And due to His attribute of Rahman, and also His treatment towards His people, which He does towards His people, and when those people who benefit from this treatment of Allah Almighty, then they become the recipient of the blessing of Allah Almighty, and Allah Almighty continues to bless them, and like a rain, all these blessings, they descend upon those people. So therefore, every one of us, they should try their best, that when we have assembled here, leaving aside our worldly jobs, and for the sake of Allah Almighty, we have come here. So we should be working purely for the attainment of this objective. Otherwise, our coming to this jalsa would be purely for the worldly benefits. And this is something which has been extremely disliked by the Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and he has shown his displeasure. As I have mentioned, that his objective was to enable us to increase in the perception of Allah Almighty and to guide the community towards those high standards, the examples of which were presented to us by the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Huzur says in one place that according to the teachings of the Holy Quran, this point we come to know that Allah Almighty, on one side it says that there is mercy and gracious, and Allah Almighty shows all these things to the people. And on the other side, he says, unless al-insana illa ma sa walladina jahadu fina lanhadiyannahum subulana, by saying that Allah Almighty has mentioned that His grace and mercy depends on the effort of the people, and the reaction of that, and the example of the companions is a noble model for us. And he says, for your reformation, you have to work very hard, pray hard in your prayers, in supplications, and through all possible means, you should become among those people, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا, those who struggle in the way of Allah. And regarding tabliq as well, and a person, in order to get the health, a person gets all the, does everything, and does every medicine treatment which is available. Similarly, for his spiritual reformation, he should also do everything possible, not only with his words, but also through his sincere efforts. All the ways and means that he has prescribed, they have to be followed. He says that repentance and seeking the blessing from forgiveness from Allah Almighty, whatever a person may have done, you will be able to reach the destination if you follow that. So therefore, every Ahmadi should always remember that the ultimate destination, in order to reach there, that should be your main objective and purpose. And the destination of a mu'min, a believer, is not to get a high position in this world, but actually to attain the full perception of Allah Almighty is the objective of a mu'min, and to have a link with Allah Almighty, and in order to, and also to get the blessings of Allah Almighty. We should be extremely grateful to Allah Almighty that he has enabled us to believe in the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and he has guided us to the right path to get the full perception of Allah Almighty. And he has guided us to those paths. By walking upon those paths, the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they actually achieved the nearness to Allah Almighty. And they made it their objective of their life to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Now it is our responsibility that through our effort, and Allah Almighty showing blessing upon us, to our ancestors and our forefathers, He enabled them to accept the promised Messiah. And now it is our responsibility that we should continue walking on those paths. And this is actually the real way of being grateful to Allah Almighty, and this is going to increase us in the blessings of Allah. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, in that Allah Almighty has mentioned, He has mentioned unique, in a unique way, His love for His servants. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that a person, Allah Almighty comes running to towards that person who tries to walk towards Allah. And one should always remember, Allah Almighty has not mentioned, as the word used here is, that makes it very clear that the first effort has to be made by the human beings. It should be a thorough effort, very extensive effort. And that means that in order to get virtue, one should employ all the faculties given by God by sacrificing himself fully and putting oneself into hardship, and one should then continue in his struggle. In order to achieve the objective, one should be very steadfast and against evil, and he should showing his good morals, and one should show one's displeasure to all evils, Now, all these things, they are not simple things that one should can say that, well, I have done my best and I have not been able to see any path of guidance from Allah. For this purpose, one has to be extremely showing one's dislike and displeasure to the paths of vices. And one should completely shun those things. When these things will be there, then Allah Almighty, who has created human beings, He has got the good capabilities are given, and who has given the freedom to Satan so that he can try to mislead the believers. Allah Almighty says that vices and love of worldliness and in this beauty of the and the glamour, although the Satan shows all these things with great glamour and beauty, but when my servant of mine tries to get my nearness, then Allah Almighty says, it is impossible that I would let this person fall down into the well of destruction. I am definitely going to rescue him and help him. And when a person does this effort, then Allah Almighty comes like a loving mother, comes running and takes his servant, just like a small child takes that person to his bosom. And if there is any weakness, shortcoming in this link between Allah, then that is because of the failure on the part of the human being. And it is because, just like that person who is not a good heir of the parents. Otherwise, the mother is always very gracious to the children and very kind. So this is the job of human beings, that he should not like that son who is not appreciating the relationship. And one should not lose heart. And one should never ever consider himself to be not in need of help of Allah Almighty. It is Allah Almighty who is without the need of any help. And Allah Almighty is the master of the whole universe. But despite that, and Allah Almighty is waiting for the call of his servant, and waiting for the moment when he calls upon Allah Almighty. So you have got this atmosphere, and this is the atmosphere in which we are going to spend the next 3 days. So every young man, old lady, the young and the old, and a child, they should analyze themselves, and they should continuously pray to Allah Almighty, and also work hard, that may Allah enable me, that I should be able to get closer and closer to Allah Almighty, and this strength should be given to me. And all these prayers, when they become collectively, they reach Allah Almighty. And when the purpose is such that about which Allah Almighty has reminded the people himself, and the prayers he has taught for this purpose, so then those prayers are such which are accepted and granted by Allah Almighty. So as I have mentioned earlier on, that with all the capabilities, if a person acquires all the good things, mindful of his weaknesses, with utmost effort and sincere effort and endeavor, he tries to leave aside the vices and then he prays to Allah Almighty, then inshallah ta'ala, you will be able to see the blessings of Allah Almighty. So each one of us should be doing their best. That we should not consider that we have accepted Ahmadiyyat and that is good enough. But one must walk, one must try to find out those paths of getting nearness to Allah Almighty. And that effort should be a continuous one. All the time we should be doing like that. And the love of Allah Almighty and the yearning for that should become a part of our life. And always we should be protecting our faith. And every good action of us should be taking us to another good action. And if with sincerity of heart we are going to do that one, then definitely, then for the sake of the pleasure of Allah Almighty, we should also be paying attention to our worship. And we should be discharging the full responsibility of the fast. And we should be kind to the people. And also discharging the responsibility towards fellow beings. And the responsibility towards relatives. The husband towards wife and wife towards husband. They should be taking care of the rights of one another. And they should be taking care of the responsibility to others. So therefore, any effort to do good things, so that if that is there, then by the grace of Allah, that virtue takes us further and further. When for the sake of Allah Almighty, one goes for starvation in the fast, then how is it possible that then he would not be discharging the responsibility, other responsibilities of the worship and the prayer? How is it possible that he should not be doing that? The one who spends his wealth for the sake of Allah Almighty, it is impossible that he should be trying to devour the wealth of other people by deceit and deception. If somebody has joined the institution of wasiyat, and for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah Almighty, he has done it, then he would always be in this struggle that following this right path, he should always be discharging all the responsibilities towards Allah fully. And maybe they are obligation or optional things, but all those rights, they must be discharged. And also the rights towards fellow beings, they should also be discharged in the same way. So this is the real struggle and jihad, which should be done with steadfastness. If it is done like that, if it is done for the sake of Allah Almighty, then people are led after one goodness to another goodness, after one virtue to another virtue.
Die Wege öffnen und nach einem Ziel, nach einem Zwischenziel wird Gott den Menschen weiterführen und Rechtleitung geben. Dafür sind aber auch Gottesdienst, Istighfar
We are always in need of help of Allah Almighty. There was some interruption, I'm sorry for that. As the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that repentance and seeking forgiveness, these are the ways of getting finding Allah Almighty. You should pay special attention to these things during these days regarding istighfar, the seeking forgiveness. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says, the true meaning of istighfar is that there should be no weakness shown on my part, and Allah Almighty should envelop me and in His mercy. This word is taken from ghafara, which means the covering, and the meaning of that is that Allah Almighty with His power, the person who is supplicating and seeking the forgiveness of sin, then he should cover the weakness of that person. And then the meaning has further extended, that means that any sin that might have been committed, Allah Almighty may cover up that. And the meaning of that is that with the help of Allah, with the power of Allah Almighty, the one who seeks forgiveness, that he may be protected from committing any sin. And he should be given from the knowledge of Allah, from the light of Allah, he should be blessed. And that is to say that Allah Almighty has not left the human beings alone. He is the creator of Allah Almighty. And all the faculties of human beings, he is the one who is the creator. And whatever Allah Almighty has created, again, there is a disturbance and interruption. I can't translate this part. And then the quality of Qayyumiyyat. One attribute of God Almighty is Khaliq, to create, and one is Qayyum, to establish. So this is the profound wisdom which Allah Almighty has mentioned here, and keeping that in mind, we should go for the forgiveness of sins. Human beings are weak. They cannot avoid sins because of their own strength, and the inciting soul is always inciting them. And Ammara means the one which incites a person to commit sins, and which prompts a person to rebellion and disobedience. And this type of things are being done by Satan all the time. So this arrogance and this rebellion and vices, one can only avoid these things when repeatedly a person calls upon Allah Almighty repeatedly. Satan said to Allah that I will be sitting on every path to mislead your servants and to incite them to commit vices, and I will come again and again in their way. So Allah Almighty replied that those who are truly my servants, they will never be deceived by you. They will never come under your deception. So in order to protect from the attacks of Satan, a human being should put his best effort and struggle. The Satan has given very tempting hopes, and he has done it, and he continues to do so. And Allah Almighty, through this institution of istighfar, seeking forgiveness, and Allah Almighty has told us that those who will struggle, those who will do efforts, I will help them, I will come to protect them, as I have just mentioned. This should be done with the steadfastness and perseverance. If Satan is sitting on each and every path to mislead, so, and Allah the promise is that those who will come to me, I give them the promise that nadiyan naum subluna, that we will be guiding them to the right path. So this seeking forgiveness, if it is done regularly with perseverance, then if this strength is begged from Allah Almighty, then it is always useful. And fortunate are those people who understand this point, and during this spiritual atmosphere, benefit from that, and they analyze them themselves, and try to remove all their spiritual and moral weaknesses. They do their best to do so. And there should be a pain and anguish in their heart. And there should be a zeal in their heart. And with effort, if they are getting the help from Allah Almighty, then the writing of the Promised Messiah, this is the beauty of that, that each and every word is very, very clear. For example, he has said that that to request Allah Almighty that this weakness of my humanity and being a human being, that should be taken away. And it is impossible that a person should not be showing any sort of weakness as being a human being. If Allah Almighty has created a perfect man, then it was only one. That is our master, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore the human weaknesses, they are there in human being, no doubt. But the benefit of istighfar, seeking forgiveness, is that one should not be put into that condition that is overpowering him. If this condition comes, one should immediately turn to istighfar and seek the help from Allah Almighty, that this weakness should not be shown. For example, anger is there, and when people gather on certain petty things, some of them become angry, and human beings have this element in them. And when this condition is there, which is unpleasant for a certain person, and then they show this temperament. But when a person comes under the protective shield of istighfar, seeking forgiveness, then there is no such question ever happening. Even if there is anger, then still he would not be overpowered by that anger. But that anger would be for his reformation. And there are some other examples. According to person to person, they are sometime more or less. But if the desire of reformation is there in the heart of the person, and a person is also doing some effort for that, then Allah Almighty will remove the weaknesses and protect the person from its ill effects. The human nature, which is the real nature, is a pious nature, which is always taking him to goodness. And regarding that, it is mentioned in Hadith that every child is born with a pure nature. And until he grows up, in the atmosphere in which he grows up, that atmosphere makes him what he is seen to be. So therefore, this seeking forgiveness, istighfar, also enhances this quality. And it suppresses the quality of committing vices to such a degree that with the help of Allah, these things are not to be seen in that person. And then permanently, in order to make it permanently a life of one's life, and to have these goodness all the time in one's life, it becomes a norm. So as I said, in these days, one should scrutinize oneself and analyze, and they should pray very hard and seek the help from Allah Almighty. That now that we have been able to accept the Imam of the age, then Allah Almighty should enable us to attain those high standards which he expects from his Jamaat. Only the worldly things are in worldly matters. If we progress in that one, that should not be our objective. But the objective should be to get increase in virtues and great. That is the true righteousness. And there should be the spirit of sacrifice. If we have the desire of earning the worldly benefits, then that should be for the purpose of tabligh and sacrifice. And if you have any desire, real desire is there, and that should be to excel one another in virtues. And that should be the real desire one should have. And there should be an anguish for that. And for that purpose, one should always be seeking help and assistance and succor from Allah Almighty. So the good impact of these few days Allah Almighty may create in all of us, the workers, they should, during their walks, during their work, whenever they are doing, they should be seeking forgiveness of Allah Almighty. And they should be happy on this thing that Allah Almighty has enabled them to serve the guests of the Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. And it should be their responsibility to show high good morals. And because this is what Allah Almighty told His Mahdi and Messiah. And this is our responsibility today. Allah Almighty told the Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, Yatuna min kulli fajjin amik, that people will come in great number from such paths that with their treading upon them, there will be ditches in that. And He also told us that Allah Almighty told me that I should not be getting worried by seeing the magnitude of the people. Rather, I should not be worried about that. So it is also our duty, who are workers, those who are working here, performing various duties, that these people who come from far off distance, we in the service of these guests, we should serve them properly to the best of our ability. And this should be a matter of great happiness for these workers. That Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, that along with that, they have got this spiritual atmosphere which can grant them the purity of heart. Because the guests, those who bring, if they think over it, for this purpose, they have to be with the sentiments of gratitude. They should be submitting to Allah Almighty. And one happiness is that we are fortunate to be among those people who fulfill this revelation that yatuna min kulli fajjin amik, that we have fulfilled this revelation. And secondly, because of coming to this jalsa and participating in it, this jalsa, and we should be able to get the blessings those prayers which Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam made for the participants of the jalsa. So the people which were mentioned in that revelation, those who come here in order to bring about a moral, pious change in them, if all of us, they keep this point in their mind, then every Ahmadi would become someone who is showing love and affection to one another. And they would try to become full of worship. And they would be inclined towards worship and prayer. And then, along with this istighfar, with prayers, in order to maintain this, there would be a constant effort. Then Allah Almighty will also enable them to remove those weaknesses because of which their mutual relationships are being affected. And some people with the office holders and the office holders with the members, they are having some complaints against one another. Sincerely, the love of Allah and for the fulfilling these expectation of the Promised Messiah, we are participating in it. We should try our best, and we should try to fulfill those expectations which the Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, has mentioned. And he says that from the path, they should get the real essence of that, and one should firmly establish on that. And the true nature of the spirit of path is there, that the fear of Allah should be created in the heart, and recognizing the real objective, and one should try to become a good role model and a a good example one should become. He should show a good example of that. If that is not there, then there is no benefit in bath. After making the covenant, then to violate a command knowingly is a great misfortune. The impact of a bad model, a bad example shown by anyone, it comes to us. Because the other non-Ahmadis get the opportunity of criticizing the Jamaat and us. So one should always try to make oneself a good model and example. He said, Allah Almighty loves that person who repents extensively. And the one who does not repent, he is inclined towards sin. And sin, it leads a person to disbelief. Your job is that you should create a distinction between you. There should be a clear, visible distinction between you and other people. If that distinction is there, then Allah Almighty will come for your help. Your declaration of your bath, if it remains on the tongue only, that initiation will not benefit you at all. And when your actions, they bear testimony to your becoming Ahmadi. So for that purpose, it is essential that whatever you declare, that I will always give preference to the religion over all worldly things, then you always think over it and discuss it in your families and try to make your practical example according to this requirement, this promise that you have made. And the best example according to this promise should be shown by you. On one side, the prayers are listened of that person, and also a person gets this great desire of piety, and there is a commotion in your heart as a result of that. But then some people, they become unmindful later on. So our members of our Jamaat should remember this prayer very much, that one should always be seeking help from Allah Almighty. Mentioning the weakness of some Ahmadi, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, somebody asked whether such a person should be called an Ahmadi or not. He said that you take care of your own self and you reform your own condition and leave the matters of other to God Almighty. Who has appointed you as a authority upon the other people? And you make the decision whether they are believers or not. It's not the job of a believer that you should be just running after other people and criticizing other people. So this is the matter of the truth, that everyone should analyze one's own self. One should sweep before his own door. And this is the thing which is actually going to increase the standard of piety of the Jamaat. And then he says, that if among your brothers, if somebody is weak, so in their favor, don't be in a hurry to speak ill of other people. Regarding this matter, this point should also be remembered. He has mentioned that first you pray for that person 40 days and then for the sake of reformation, then mention that weakness to that person instead of talking to other people or saying to other people. And then he says in one place that our Jamaat should show such an example that the enemies should also say that although they are our opponents, but they are better than us. Your practical way should be such that your enemy become, they have to admit your nobility and your piety. He said that also remember this one, that Allah Almighty goes to the deep down into the heart of a person. He knows whatever is in the recesses of the heart. So he is not pleased with the apparent things. Simply offering the prayer and saying the word of istighfar again and again, that does not benefit. If this does not come out actually from the bottom of your heart. There are some people who say this word again and again, but do not understand what is the real meaning and significance of that. The meaning is there that one should seek the forgiveness of the sins sincerely. And one should make a full commitment of avoiding these sins in the future. And one should beg from Allah Almighty for His grace and mercy. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, these advices which he has given, out of which I have mentioned a few, which I have presented today. Considering all these words of advice, if every Ahmadi makes a promise that how far I am fulfilling the conditions of my bath, then this will become the means of his reformation. We should be able to benefit from these words of advice which Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned for those people who join the community. So Allah Almighty enable us and will enable us that we are able to absorb His blessings, and may Allah, may it be so that we are always fulfilling the covenant and the promise that we have made to the promised Messiah, and as a result of that we become the recipient and the people who receive the blessings of the prayers of the promised Messiah and to get the blessings of Allah Almighty. There is again some interference and I can't translate at this time. I'm sorry for that. Huzur is mentioning about Pakistan and Malaysia. There is some opposition and there is strong opposition going on. And today, there is Jalsa Salana of Malaysia. In very difficult circumstances, they are holding it. Please remember those people in your prayers. May Allah help them and protect them. And there should be no difficulty at all for them. And all, they may be protected from all attempts of the enemies. And every one of you should always remember that by the grace of Allah, those who have got the affluence and various benefits, blessings are there, enjoying the benefits, or in any way you are having these blessings come to you. All these things are because of your joining this community of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. So this covenant of your bath, fulfill that with loyalty and fidelity. And remember that today everything should be done for the sake of Allah, for the sake of Jamaat. And never ever let your relationship with Jamaat and Khilafat be weakened. Allah Almighty enable all of us for this. And some administrative things are mentioned regarding the situation of the world today. The arrangement of security has not been done in the way as it was done in UK. Although it has not been done in that way as it was done over there. But every Ahmadi should be very vigilant and very careful, and everybody should be checked. Allah Almighty may have mercy on all of us in every way. Again, there is some interruption and I can't hear the Urdu sermon of Huzur. So he's mentioning about someone in Kababir that when my father became Ahmadi, there were opposition and people used to throw vegetables upon us. When my father was beaten so much that he became unconscious, and the mullahs used to say that they are disbelievers because they have changed the Holy Quran and changed the direction of Qibla. And he said that I used to see my father, whether he has actually changed the Quran, but he used to recite the Quran in the same way. And he used to face the Qibla in the same way as he used to offer the prayer before. So I was able to find out the falsehood of the mullahs in this way. And my faith in the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam was further strengthened. So the opposition even strengthened the faith of the children. His father, the father of Taha Kazak, he had seen in the dream that one of his dead relatives says that you should be in hurry. And the Ahmadis, they have won the Medina and Medina Munawwarah, so you should be in a hurry. So at that time, he did the bath and again, there is an interruption in the translation system here. Huzur is mentioning that somebody was helping the Jamaat financially. As Khalifatul Masih Rabe, when he presented the plan of translation of Tafsir al-Kabir in Arabic. So in last 6 years, there are 8 volumes published now. So he promised that he is going to pay all the expenses. And now from his payments, all these publications have taken place. His house was a great center of Jamaat, and central representatives and missionaries he used to respect very much. For the last few months, he was unconscious. On 12th of August, he passed away in Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. In his heirs and a lot of children are there. Children and grandchildren, and one of the grandchild is very devoted to the Jamaat. and may Allah bless them all and also the other children, and they should have a very close relationship with the Jamaat. And may Allah forgive them and have mercy upon them and exalt their station and grant them position among His beloved ones. After the Jummah, and the Asr prayer will also be combined, and after that the Janazah prayer will be offered.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ